Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sophie, and this is She's All Fat, the podcast for fat positivity, radical self-love, and chill vibes only. Happy freaking spooky season. You heard it here first, folks. I'm dressing up as myself in hard pants for Halloween. Maybe, I haven't decided yet. Today's time capsule release was not recorded during spooky season. In fact, it was recorded before the real spooky season of COVID back in February of this year. So we were originally going to do a few episodes with iconic friend of the pod, Jasmine J, called Roundtable Discussions, but we ended up only recording this first one before we shifted directions because of everything. So now we have this gem of a multi-segmented fun episode about Doja Cat, fat gay sex, and a fat with a PH. Also, be sure to subscribe to our Patreon for a bonus minisode about turning 30. Happy belated B-Day, Jasmine. But first, an update from our friend, Jazz.
Hello, babes. I know we recorded this. Honestly, it seemed like such a long time ago, but this whole year has seemed that way. New life updates for me. I am trying to really put my mental health first. I am actually in the Midwest right now, closer to my family, enjoying the fall, enjoying the winter, just trying to get some like slowness. Just trying to get a slower pace into my life and focus on my mental health. Things have been really, really tough this year, and it's been a lot, you know? So I've been going up and down with that, and I just decided to come out to the Midwest for the rest of the year. So hopefully I come back recharged and great. I hope you all are doing great or as best as you can do, and I'm very excited for this episode. Love yous!
Thanks, Jasmine. All right, here's the episode. Okay, family. Today we are here with one of those amazing co-hosts, Jasmine J.
Hi!
Yay!
Ooh,
so
that was loud.
Yeah, that was
hello.
Oh my god! Yeah, yeah. Do it a little quieter. Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah, there we go. So we had Jasmine on last season and the season before. Don't remember.
Yeah,
we had you on before.
Yeah, twice.
And we've had a great time. We talked about lots of stuff. So fun. And so we're just at this point. We are just fat friends. And we're going to do kind of a roundtable of topics.
Yes.
And we're going to go through them. So send us any questions or topics you want me and Jasmine to discuss when we are lucky enough to have Jasmine on the show.
Yay!
Okay, so we're going to start off with an oldie but a goodie, which is our obsessions. So do you have any obsessions from the beginning of 2020 that you want to share? Which the audience can be related to anything.
It doesn't have to be like buying.
No. It can be anything. April is always doing, like, some music thing.
Oh.
I say as if music's bullshit.
Yeah,
like some fucking music, whatever.
Oh, okay. Rightfully so. I am obsessed with Doja Cat.
Okay.
Right now.
I feel like I've heard so many things about Doja Cat. I think Doja Cat was canceled for multiple things.
Oh, yeah. Always. I mean, everybody's always canceled.
Oh, everyone's always canceled.
But there's something about her. She just came out with a music video to Say So.
Okay.
Which is like a big TikTok thing. I don't get it.
Okay.
I don't get it. It's really interesting. If you followed her for a while,
yeah,
you can see where the glow up started to
really?
Happen. Oh, my gosh. You could see it in her wigs. You could see it in her foundation.
Whoa.
You could see in her outfits, in her production.
She's just like a musician.
Yeah, she's fucking weird though. That's the thing. And she's so young. Yeah. She's weird. Like an actual weird person. And you can tell when she like goes live and all this shit and like the shit that she puts on her Instagram. So, I've been a little obsessed with her lately.
That sounds cool.
Yeah.
Okay, will you send us something to put a clip of?
Oh, yes.
In right here?
Yes.
Also, I would make Maria put in the clip of Jughead Jones saying, I'm weird. I'm a weirdo.
Yeah.
I'm not like everyone else.
When people self-identify as weirdos. But no, like, you can actually tell, like, she's fucking weird.
She's just a weird person.
Yeah.
I love that.
In case you haven't noticed, I'm weird. I'm a weirdo. I don't fit in, and I don't want to fit in. Have you ever seen me without this stupid hat on? That's weird.
She's also leaned really into this trend called, like, e-girl.
Yes.
And there's, like, a certain way that, like, e-girls look.
Yeah.
And I'm, like, trying to be on that trend.
You're trying to be an e-girl? Okay, can you describe what e-girl aesthetic is?
Now, I'm gonna tell you, I don't know.
Oh, my God.
But I think it is popular in fat girls, like,
really?
Realm. Yeah, it's, like...
Like, Gen Z fat girls?
Yes, I think so.
Okay, on TikTok... Well, here's the thing. I've seen a lot of e-girl shit on TikTok, mm-hmm. and that's always thin girls. But as yes. we found out... TikTok has been, like, people who are fat or black people or mm-hmm. other people of color are, like, suppressed from being on the, like, main page of TikTok.
Yep,
we, like,
yep.
saw that their algorithm, like, suppresses that.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if that's the reason I've only seen thin girls
oh, that's
doing
true.
E-girl shit.
Yeah.
But I kind of feel like it's the new emo.
Oh, 100%. It's just, like, a little bit more polished,
uh-huh.
a little bit more fashionable,
yeah.
but still, like, cheerleader skirts,
yes.
like, that pattern, what is it, like, that plaid, a lot of dark colors.
Chains.
Yes.
Chain necklaces.
Yeah, but not, like, where they look, like, quote-unquote, like, scary, like, chokers.
Right. Yes. A lot of, like, their hair, either their bangs a different color,
mm-hmm.
or one side of their hair one color, and
exactly.
the other side another color.
Yes.
And also, okay, I've also seen platform boots, kind of.
Platform Doc Martens, for
yes.
sure.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of, but I'm not young enough to know what the vibe, like, what that conveys. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah. I saw Doja Cat on Vogue
yeah.
do a tutorial on how to do makeup.
Ooh.
Yeah. Look it up.
Okay, okay.
It's interesting. But it's, like, putting blush all over, like...
Oh, yes, on their nose, too.
Yeah. And, like, I don't know. Like, it's a vibe.
Okay, my the thing that relates to what I'm obsessed with,
oh.
which is on TikTok.
Oh.
Okay, they're always doing, like... Heyo, blank check.
Yes.
Like, something goes in there.
Mm-hmm.
And the one that I like is... Okay, it's this aesthetic that's, like, soft girl slash... kitschy stuff.
Can you explain to me what a soft girl is?
Okay, I don't know if this is correct, because I know
we
soft boy is more like kind of a, like a variation of a fuck boy.
100%,
right?
Yeah. But I don't think they're the same.
I don't
they
think
don't,
it's the same.
They don't, like, go, yeah.
One-to-one.
Yeah.
So I think soft girl is, like, a version of an online girl that's just very, like, okay, they also do the blush on their
uh-huh,
nose,
uh-huh.
but, like, they wear pastels, and there's also a version of it that's very into... Hello Kitty shit.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, all that stuff.
Do you have any examples of, like, a fat soft girl?
Yes, actually, I've seen a bunch on TikTok.
Oh my gosh,
that's
okay.
the fat girl aesthetic I've
I'll,
seen
I'll
on
look
TikTok.
It up.
I'll send you some. So,
please.
Like, we'll link them in the show notes. So it's, like, there's, like, different versions of it. So it can
Wait,
either
are
be,
you
like...
a soft girl?
I think I am in, like, an older way.
I think you are, too.
Yeah. Either I've seen it very, like, into K-pop or J-pop stuff,
mm-hmm.
or I've seen it, like, the kind that I'm obsessed with is the kind that's, like, cottage core.
Okay.
Where it's, like...
You
they'll,
would.
Right?
I'm not surprised those words just came out of your mouth.
And it's, like, they go around their, like, little room, and they have, like, little gnome figures. figurines.
Yes.
And like things that they thrifted.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And like little notebooks. Okay. Like that kind of stuff.
It's a cute look.
Like a little herb garden.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, I like it because it's, you know, it's not quite 70s vibe. It's just like grandma vibe.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like that girl is going to go to bed early and she also drinks tea, not coffee.
Yeah, but see, the thing is, which you can relate to this.
Yeah.
I feel like all soft girls, fat soft girls, have your face.
Really?
Which is porcelain. Like, not even, I'm not talking about, like, color or anything. I'm saying you're just, like, smooth.
Oh, thank you.
You look young.
Yeah, that's
like,
true.
Like, even though you could be 60 for all I know, but your face looks like you're 12. And that's, like, a soft girl aesthetic.
That's very fair.
Yeah.
That's very fair. That is definitely part of it. It's one of those things with all aesthetic choices. It's anything that is a genre of look, it's like it's going to include problematic ideas in it.
Yeah.
Because it's like trying to be anything that's trying to be pretty, basically.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is like suffused with like Western ideals,
mm-hmm.
right? That is definitely a part of it. The like, oh, I just woke up and like the deer are here.
Right, right, right.
Or whatever.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah.
And they do the blush on the nose.
Yeah.
And just highlighter.
Uh-huh.
No eyeliner.
None.
None. So, like, I wish it had more, like, acne positivity or whatever
uh-huh, uh-huh.
in it, which I
yeah.
think could go along with that vibe.
For sure.
It's just, like, not what I see as getting popular.
Yeah. That makes sense.
But I'm, like, being, like, more no makeup could be part of that, except that it's a very curated vibe.
100%.
So it's, like, created with makeup, etc.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Even people who have the very, like, clear skin look, like, they're probably using a lot of makeup
yeah.
to get it.
Yeah, and I think that's a big thing with, like, all the stereotypes mm-hmm. today. We would talk about e-girl, we talk about soft girl, we talk about visco girls,
yes.
hype beasts, whatever,
yes.
la 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 la. A lot of them, because of where the makeup society is,
yes.
are based in, like, your face has to look kind of flawless, and there's a look that goes with
uh-huh.
it, you know? And that's just because where makeup has gotten us in the past several years,
yes.
you know? But, yeah, it's interesting to see.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting how also, like, you know, I love Glossier,
mm-hmm.
but, like, the whole Glossier look, like, it's both encouraging people to be more, I mean, not in a body positive way. I don't think any companies are body positive, really.
Yeah.
But it's encouraging people to be more in their, like, oh, their own skin with a little bit of blush.
Yeah.
But also that only, like, quote unquote, works.
Yes.
If you are already, like, 90% of looking like a Glossier model.
Exactly. Which we know what those people look like.
Right. Exactly.
We know.
So it's like, okay, I wish that those ads or whatever would also include, you can also just have a little bit of makeup with skin that has a lot of scars or acne or whatever.
Yeah, that's fine.
Like, that should be part of that thing.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's just another version of pretending to look, quote unquote, perfect
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
or something like that.
I agree with you.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay, that was some great obsessions. Let's move on to, what was it that I said before recording that I wanted us to talk about?
I said I wanted to talk about sex.
Oh, you did want to talk about sex. Let's talk about sex, baby. Okay,
let's
so
do
this
it.
Section is going to be called, let's talk about fat sex, baby.
Yeah.
What do you want to talk about?
I want to, how much are you willing to talk about?
Oh my God. Okay. Well,
I want to know about your sex life in general.
Oh my God.
And what you like, what you do.
Okay, well, we got to put a content warning on this episode.
Yes.
I don't want to do too much in specific just because
yeah.
Victor has not consented to.
Yeah, we don't have to talk about it. Doesn't have to be with someone particularly.
Sure.
Like, I can talk about, like, what I did in the past and
yes, exactly.
where I found myself now.
Sure, sure, sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes, because I'm not trying to blow up Victor's spot.
No. Any more than you already
Any
are.
Any more than I already am. Like, literally, we're recording a relationship, like, Q&A next week. He's very generous
yes.
with his time and the things I put of him on the internet.
Okay.
He doesn't even have an Instagram.
You know what? I think I've looked before.
Mm-hmm. No Instagram.
Like, oh, okay.
He's such a boomer and, like, the way he uses Twitter, too. He just, like, retweets dog shit.
I love it.
You know? Okay, how about we talk about, like, this question we get all the time,
yeah.
which is, have you ever found fat porn that you like?
Oh.
Yeah, so we did, like, a Q&A with Dana, who is, like, a sex writer
uh-huh.
on our Patreon. And we've done also a couple on our main Instagram page, and people are always like, is there any fat porn out there?
Wow, no.
Right?
There is, but I don't know. Right? There so has to be.
Tell us if you see it.
Yeah.
Like, please, people, link us to it.
Damn.
Because I get that question constantly.
All the time.
Because obviously, that's just another form of representation
yeah.
people want to see.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of people end up watching quote-unquote amateur videos or
yes,
whatever
yes.
to see more, like, representation.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's other series, like, if you pay for porn, which is, like, more ethical.
Yes.
Dana recommended Crush Pad and likes, there's another one, she likes Balesa. Like, there's a couple other places that she thinks are, like, more representational.
Mm-hmm.
I have not explored that yet, but yeah, like, I think that's something really missing, especially because if
yeah.
I searched, like, fat, sex, porn, I would get, like, fetishizing stuff.
Exactly. We know that.
Yeah. Which
yeah.
is, like, one thing some people may want.
Yeah.
But I don't want to look for that.
Uh-uh. No,
you
that's
know?
Not what I'm interested in.
No.
Yeah, that's kind of, like, a bummer.
I'm, like, hoping somebody will finally tell me, like...
Yeah, we're just waiting.
Yeah.
yeah.
Right? Okay, so I have a question for you about fat sex.
Yes.
Okay, so I've only had fat sex with cis men.
Mm-hmm.
Because I didn't realize I was bi until it was already... into a monogamous relationship
100%.
For 4 years.
Yes.
and then I was like,
what
okay.
a time.
yeah. Because of that, I personally get questions that are like, that are from the point of view of a fat girl being afraid of sex with a man, right?
Mm-hmm.
A cis man.
Mm-hmm.
That are like...
Which I've never had.
Right. So they're, and they're always from that point of view,
mm-hmm.
which I can speak to you because
yeah.
I've had that.
I'm sure.
You know? Okay. So because mm-hmm. I'm a bi person who hasn't had a like gay relationship.
Yes.
I think most people like me have this like idea that gay relationships are, would be like 1,000% better than like...
I mean, I only have one thing to go off of, but... It's
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think that's probably a slight, like, you know, grass is greener fantasy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Except I never look at
right,
hetero
exactly. Why
relationships
would you?
And be like, grass is greener. I'm like, no, that grass is brown and it is not watered.
Oh my God. Well, why would you?
Yeah, no.
I mean, which I just mean, I'm sure there's like, obviously there's relationship problems in all kinds of
oh,
relationships.
Duh. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I have wondered if sometimes if queer sex feels more liberated in terms of body differences
mm-hmm.
because the prevailing, again, like media narratives or whatever are always like thin girl with a man.
Yes.
And like apart from there being like general diet culture pressure on everyone,
mm-hmm.
there aren't as many specific narratives about like... Except for, like, all the lesbians on, what's it called?
The L Word.
Yeah, the L Word are
mm-hmm.
all, like, super thin.
Mm-hmm.
But there's not as many stories about, like, oh, the man's allowed to be fat, but the woman isn't. Do you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Does that apply, do you think? Do you have those fears? Did you know people who have those fears, like, approaching queer sex, like, as a fat person?
I mean, see, the thing is, I've always dated people, well, no, I've... The people that I've been in relationships with
yeah.
always have been smaller than me.
Yeah.
Not, like,
well,
by
you're
any
also
means.
Tall.
By choice. Exactly. Like, so they've always
yeah.
been. No one's been, like, at that I've been in a relationship with. I have hooked up with people.
Sure, sure.
But anybody that I've been in a relationship with has always been shorter than me and thinner than me.
Sure.
Which I've honestly, like, for a while, I think it made sense to me. It made sense in the way of, like, fulfilling the stereotype
sure.
of, like, there's a boyish one who's
uh-huh.
bigger and
uh-huh.
there's a girlish one who's smaller. And
uh-huh.
I was like, you know, that's uh-huh. what couples look like, you know, until I grew up and I was like, that's dumb.
Yeah, you're like, nope, that was just
yeah,
in my head.
Exactly. That's actually dumb.
Yeah.
But I personally have never... It was already so much to be sexual with another woman
mm-hmm.
that when I thought about, like, me being scared about my body,
yeah.
like, I just didn't.
Yeah.
I just didn't.
That's funny. I've wondered about it because I've wondered, like, first of all, queer sex does not mean that you're always going to have the same parts
mm-mm,
at
yeah,
all.
Yeah, exactly.
But I have wondered, that still seems very different than having, like, cis-het sex.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Where you're like, okay, like for me, what a lot of times I respond to those people who are like worried about their cis male partner seeing mm-hmm. them naked. Mm-hmm. And they're like, I'm cis woman and I'm fat. Mm-hmm. I'm like, he's just going to be excited to see you naked.
That's
like,
what I'm saying.
That's so predictable.
Like, when you're with somebody who...
You think it applies the same way?
I do. When you're with somebody who like... is having sex with you.
Yeah.
Like, they're already past the point of judgment or else they wouldn't have sex with you.
That's so true. I mean, I've wondered, the thing that I've wondered is if I would feel more insecure with someone who had the same parts.
Mm.
Does that make sense?
Yes, but...
In a, like, comparison?
Oh, 100%.
Way? But again, it wouldn't necessarily be someone with the same parts either.
Yeah, because then it also, like, if I had someone who was exactly the body as me,
uh-huh.
then I'd be like... All right, yours yeah. is cuter. You know, but I've dated and I've hooked up with a variety of people and I've always just been like in love with their bodies.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I think it's receptive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I kind of also think like for most people, all of the underwear bits at least, mm-hmm. they don't look cute unless you're wanting to have sex.
Yeah.
Like, there's never a time I want to, like, look at, like, a close-up picture of anything going on down there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, one time I got a question about that, about, like, I don't remember exactly how they put it, but basically they were like, is my vagina going to look weird because I'm fat? And I was like, I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so. And, like, you know, there are...
All vaginas look weird.
Exactly.
Vaginas look weird.
A fat vagina is not, like, based on your body type
right.
whatsoever. You can just have
exactly.
a fat-ass vagina,
yeah.
you know?
Or vulva or whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever it's called. But,
yeah.
like, genitals are not going to turn someone else off because if they want to have sex with you, they want to have sex with those parts of you, probably.
Exactly. There's never even, I mean, I've done my fair share of sex stuff, and there's never a point that I can even recall in my mind now where I was like, you know, that was a little off.
Right.
Or that was, like, you don't think like that. You're just thinking about the major things, like, how am I pleasuring this person? Is mm-hmm. this person satisfied?
Yeah.
Like, that's me, at least, how I think. I'm just like, is this person okay? Is this
yeah.
person happy?
Yeah.
That's what I want. You know, I never think like, oh, now looking back at it, she had like a very odd labia. Like, no, that's not what you think.
I know. I mean, I feel like that's Sex in the City brunch style talk that I
yeah.
think people worry about more than actually happens.
But it might be different because I do feel like when you're emotionally and mentally being with someone that, and this could be, because my partner's non-binary,
yeah.
so this could be someone, this could be a cis man mm-hmm. that just is empathetic and understands. This could be a woman, this could be anything, but when you're dealing with someone who is just mentally and emotionally there,
yeah.
that's already going to feel more comfortable
yeah.
than just, like, a regular-ass person who doesn't have that capability.
I've never had,
you
like,
know?
A hookup. I've only been in relationships.
You've never had a hookup?
I've never had a hookup. I had, there was one guy in college, and we, like, kissed and fooled around one time.
Uh-huh.
But, like... kiss pretty
you've
much.
Never had like a one night stand
never
wow
well I didn't have like I thought nobody would want me
right
and then by the time I realized I was hot I was again already in a monogamous
by the
relationship.
Time you were wanted
I was like oh
yeah
well now I'm committed
yeah yeah
and I'm not someone like I've said that before and people are like well see if you could do it but I'm like I'm not really interested in that
no
it's not that I've never been like sitting around being like I wish I could fuck random people like
no.
that's not me at all
yeah.
which is valid for people who that
oh,
does apply to
I get it
but like it's just not I don't like long for that
yeah
so it's just a funny fact that I've never done that
yeah I have
yeah
I have.
I feel like it would be a super different experience.
It is. The only part about it with me in general, with me having sex with someone, I can't just, like, go to a bar, see someone, we lock eyes, and then we're fucking. Like,
does that happen to anyone?
I don't know. Maybe.
Is that a real thing?
I just have
I
to, like...
I don't go to bars, so I don't know if this is
oh,
a real
yeah.
thing.
I feel like... people have hooked up on grounds of not really knowing each other. I don't need to know you, but I need some sort of stimulating conversation to get me there. That's whether it's trauma, whether it's, you know, something terrible. Oh, like, I need to be emotionally invested to really let anything else go.
That's fair. Yeah. I mean, that's why I think a lot of my cishet female friends don't end up having as many hookups, because they also want that. Yeah. And then they go to dinner with a guy and they're like, I don't want to touch you.
That's the worst. I remember when I was dating. Woof.
Yeah. Woof. They're like, nope, none of these conversations are interesting. Mm-mm. Okay, cool. That was a great segment about sex. Send in your sex questions. Jasmine wants to get into it.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Okay, we have a lot of other potential subjects, so let's just choose one, and then we'll do our closing game. And next time you come, we have, like, all these other things to talk about.
Yep.
Oh, I know.
Oh, shit.
Okay, this is just, like, a little phrase, so I have to come up with a good name for this section. Okay, I think it should be called, did you get bullied with this?
This is so my game.
This is like, if you were fat as a kid, did you get bullied with this?
Yes, yes.
So this is what I remember now I mentioned before the pod.
Yes.
Okay, which is, Alex and I talked about this on our Patreon episode that we recorded recently, but when you were little, did you have kids say, you're fat? P-H-A-T.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. They, and then you'd be like, they're calling me fat. And they'd be like, no, fat means cool.
And it does. And it did. And I'm trying to look back because I think I believed them.
Really?
Yeah. I think I still do.
I knew that they were like trying to get at me.
You think so?
Oh, well, the way that it was done to me, for sure.
I also, though, for me, I had a lot of privilege, I will say, as much as it sucked being one of the only black people at my school. Like, people always want to beat black people. So I really still to this day don't know if it was because I was actually fucking fat or I was fat.
Well, maybe also there was like some microaggressions in there.
100%.
Of people being like, that's a cool black phrase.
Yes, yes, yes. Something. Let me
use it.
We're going to go with that because, yes.
You know?
It had to be that.
No, it was for me. It was like boys saying that to me.
Oh, no.
I'd be like, tell on them. And then the teacher would be like.
Oh, yeah. No, that's people just fucking making fun of you. Right? No, that's not cool. God.
You just got called fat as cool, actually cool.
Yeah.
Wow,
I think so.
Damn. You're like, your school's Missy Elliott.
Honestly.
That's incredible.
Oh,
I love that.
It was a time.
Well, congrats.
Thanks.
Okay, the last thing that Lynn wrote down for us to do, which I actually think is a great idea. She said, Sophie and Jasmine know each other from BuzzFeed, so it only makes sense that they take a BuzzFeed quiz together.
Ew! But okay. I usually never take the quizzes.
I don't think I've taken one in years.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're gonna go to the homepage.
I love it. I don't even, oof. Something I don't do. Do you want to take it at the same time? Want me to do it on my phone?
Yes. I'll send you a link of whatever it is.
Yeah.
Okay, how do we, okay, quizzes.
Give me a quiz.
Oh my god, should we do a Black History Month quiz?
No. I will embarrass myself. honestly.
Let's see. Okay, let's do this one. The celebrities you love and hate will determine your exact age, since we talked about celebrities. Ooh. And we talked about our age.
I love it.
Okay, I'm going to text this to you.
Please.
Okay, so we just go through these.
And just pick them.
We select ones that we like. So we're going to talk about them as we go through. So we're supposed to check off the celebrities you love and then hit done choosing. So one of the reasons I haven't taken a quiz in a long time is because I saw them being made and then I was like, oh, people are just fucking making whatever they want up.
Yeah.
Let's see. Do you like Billie Eilish? I like Billie Eilish.
Hold on 1 minute. How many people would you say are on this?
Maybe like, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4... 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 30.
There are 2 black people.
Wow.
Which I'm only picking those 2.
Wait, I'm let's kidding, see what I'm age kidding. It makes you.
Yeah.
That would be really funny. Okay. Adam Sandler. I don't love Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
Miley Cyrus. I like some of her stuff. Fine.
Okay.
But I don't know if I'll click her. Yeah. I don't love her.
No.
Jerry Seinfeld. That's a no. Chris Pratt, also a no.
Mm-mm.
He's big into that really weird conservative church here.
Oh, really? Scientology? Yeah.
So he's married now to, what's her name? Katherine Schwarzenegger, right?
What?
Yeah.
And is he the guy that's in Jurassic Park?
Yeah.
I love Jurassic Park.
Yeah, he's super Christian.
Oh, that's...
Emma Chamberlain's that YouTube girl. I'm not young enough to like her. I'm sure she's fine. I do love Hilary Duff. I do love Reba McEntire.
That doesn't surprise me.
I do love Kesha.
I love Kesha. I'm not clicking her because she's I'm running black. An experiment.
Yeah.
But you go ahead.
Dove Cameron is a Instagram person.
I have no clue who that
I
is.
I think she's an Instagram person. I'm not sure. Colin Firth's okay, but I wouldn't say I love him.
No.
I don't love Justin Bieber, but I love talking about Justin Bieber.
I think that counts.
Should it? I don't want to click him.
Okay, no.
I love Britney.
Yeah. Brittany.
I know everyone loves Keanu Reeves, but I don't care that much about him.
No, I feel like he's the rich Adam whatever his name is.
Dang. That's a hot take. Okay, I don't love Sarah Jessica Parker. I respect her. I definitely don't love Leo.
No.
Don't care about Zayn Malik.
No.
Sorry, One Directioners. I'm not clicking any men. I don't love Robert Pattinson or James Vanderbeek.
Zendaya is my absolute... love.
Do you love her?
I love her.
I don't know that much about her.
I love her.
I haven't seen that many things she's been in.
Oh my gosh, Euphoria.
I didn't watch Euphoria yet.
Brilliant.
Oh my god.
Can we... Okay, I know we always say like, can we... We need to take a day.
Okay.
Euphoria is heavy, so maybe 2 days.
Okay.
We need to take 2 days and we literally need to watch...
Okay, I'm down.
All of it.
Let's do it.
It's so good.
I'm very down. And then we can talk about it.
Okay.
Okay.
I didn't even realize. She's my literal background on my phone.
God, you do love her.
I love her.
Okay. Channing Tatum, Matthew McConaughey, Lady Gaga. They're fine. I wouldn't say I love them.
I did pick Kristen Stewart because...
I love Kristen Stewart.
I love her.
I love her. Big lesbian icon.
Yeah.
Nicolas Cage. Okay, I'm gonna click Nicolas Cage just to fuck it up.
Okay.
Nicolas Cage is, one of my favorite, shit posting kind of movies to watch.
Okay.
Have you watched Face Off?
No.
It is the most ridiculous ass movie I have ever fucking seen.
Okay.
Literally, he and I forget the name of the other actor. The idea of the movie is that they cut off their faces and swap their faces. It's literally a face-off.
Okay.
It's insane.
I'll let you click him.
Oh, we also watched National Treasure 2.
Oh my gosh.
The other day. Fully insane.
I cannot.
Okay, Bono, I'm not going to click. Megan Fox, I'm also not going to click.
Yeah, no.
I love Lil Nas X, though.
I did click him.
And I'm not going to click Jimmy Buffett. Yeah. Okay, let's see how old it says we are. Oh, wait. Now check off all the celebrities you hate and click done choosing. Okay, that's going to be easier.
Yeah.
I hate Jerry Seinfeld.
Oh my gosh.
Let's see. Do I hate anyone else? That's the only person I really hate on here. I don't have strong feelings about.
I don't really like Leo, that's fair. Guess. Yeah, okay, that's enough.
Okay, we'll click done choosing. Wow.
I'm 14.
It says I'm 19.
Wow.
Wow. I didn't even choose.
I guess I did pick Zendaya, Lil Nas X, and Kristen Stewart.
There you go.
That makes sense.
But I chose some people who were older.
Yeah.
Well, congrats on being 14.
Thank you!
And, dang, the comments are, I'm 14, not 60, LMAO. Yeah, so it seems like nobody is getting the right age. Okay. I would say the effectiveness of this quiz is about at zero.
Yeah, pretty much. But it was cute.
But it was fun to do.
Yeah.
I enjoyed doing that quiz. I'm glad we talked about it. I'm glad we did it. Okay, if you had to name your top celebrity you love and your top celebrity you hate, who would it be?
Top celebrity that I love is Rihanna. Top celebrity that I hate. I don't really think I hate anybody, to be honest.
Right? Well, okay.
None that I can name.
Like, I feel like the opposite. I can name a million that I hate.
Really?
Well, but yeah, but I include, I don't really hate any actors as much.
Yeah.
I more hate, like I would call, like, Glenn Beck a celebrity and I hate him.
Yeah.
Or, like, I hate Gun Girl, you know?
I don't really think I...
You don't think about them enough?
Yeah, no.
Just like a lot of those people who I basically think stir up controversy with like fake news shit and like are hate mongers.
Yeah.
I hate them.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's another reason why I don't like Jerry Seinfeld. Not because he's like that, but just because I think I really don't like most powerful men in media.
Yeah. That makes sense.
And I also don't have any that I love. When I was younger, I remember thinking it was super weird that people had posters of celebrities up.
Oh.
Because I'd be like, you don't know them.
Yeah, no, I did
I was
that.
Extremely practical about it. Mm-hmm. I was like, I don't know them. Why would I like them?
Yeah. No.
Who'd you have up?
Oh, I had Lady Gaga all over my room. All over.
That tracks.
Yeah. Yeah. Everywhere.
I like Johnny Depp, but, you know, back in the day. But I only kind of did that because it felt like everyone else was choosing someone.
Yeah, so you had to.
So I chose someone.
I get that.
I've always just had really strong crushes on people in my class.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense. It was practical for
you. Yeah. I was like...
You knew them.
I was like, I don't know if that person's good or bad. I don't know them.
Yeah.
I don't want to like someone who I don't know.
Makes sense.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Jasmine, so much for guest hosting this episode with me. Please let us know what you want me and Jasmine to talk about.
Please.
And also let me know who else you want me to bring to the table for a fat chat.
Yeah!
It'd be so fun.
It is.
Okay, do you have anything you want to say as your sign-off? What do you want your sign-off to be for these episodes?
Bye! Love you!
Great. Okay, we'll say love you. Okay, love you.
Love you!
Bye! That was adorable. And that's this time capsule episode. Producing SAF in the past, present, and future is made possible by our beloved patrons. If you join our Patreon at Team Paisley Moomoo, you'll get access to our patrons-only Facebook group. This week in the group, two members started a peer supervision group to bring a fat justice lens into their clinical work, which is so freaking cool. It's like, that's why we do this. Wiping a tear. See more in the Facebook group. I love our Patreon family. Special thanks to Christina Richard, Caitlin Wellahan, Jennifer Schneider, Sonia Burns, Melissa, Dee, Samantha Engler, Rachel Perlow, Margot Maley, and Katie Jackson Griffin. Thank you so, so much. We could not make the show without you. She's All Fat was created by me, Sophie Carter-Kahn, and April K. Cuillo, who graduated. We are an independent production. If you'd like to support the work we do, you can join our Patreon by visiting patreon.com/shesallfatpod. When you pledge to be a supporter, you'll get all sorts of goodies and extra content. Please make sure to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. It's super important in making sure people find the show so we can grow the family. Be sure to check out the show notes for links to the stuff we mentioned today. And don't forget to send us your questions at fyi@shesallfatpod.com. You can also leave us a voicemail at 213-375-5023, and we might even play it on the pod. Our episode ads are done in partnership with Acast. If you're interested in sponsoring the show, you can get started at acast.com. Our theme music was composed and produced by Carolyn Pennypacker Riggs. Our website was designed by Jesse Fish, and our logo is by Hannah Sanger. Lynn Barbera co-produced and edited this episode. Yelly Cruz is our magical junior producer. Our thin crony forever is Maria Bertel. I'm our host and co-producer. Our Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter handles are at She's All Fat Pod. You can find the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, and wherever else you get your podcasts. Stay safe. We love you.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.